Volunteers, Department Chaplain, Chaplain Mike Evans is volunteering to give us a prayer this morning.
Join me in prayer, please. Father, we thank you for this day where we can gather together like this with our elected officials and the concerned citizens of our county to come and share their thoughts, make decisions, and move forward for the best interest of our community here. We do ask your blessings upon all of our elected officials as they step forward before the public and ask volunteers to serve and be a part of the moving forward of Montgomery County. Now, Lord, as we meet in this particular occasion, we ask you to hear all that have something to say. May we be wise, may we be generous, may we be forward-thinking in all that we do. We ask you to bless us today. In the name of your Savior, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. On honor of that desire, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
The record reflects that all members of the court are present today. Members need a motion to approve our agenda today. All in favor? Motion carries. Proclamations and resolutions. We have a proclamation from the Historical Society. Mr. Forrester, are you here to present that?
Yes, sir.
Great.
It's not a proclamation, it's just a report.
Okay.
County Judge Doyle, Commissioners, I serve as the chairman of the Montgomery County Historical Commission, and each year we feel obliged to report to the Commissioner's Court what we have done over the course of the last year, that is the calendar year 2015. We are obligated by law to report both to the Texas Historical Commission and the County Commissioner's Court. And it's you, in fact, that appoint the individuals that serve on our commission, some 28 individuals at this time. And we thank you for that. And also we thank you, as always, for the support you give us. You're generous. Support for the preservation of Montgomery County history is really appreciated. I've got in front of you a report, an annual report. The first page simply overviews the function of the Montgomery County Historical Commission, and following that is a recap of the various activities. I'm not going to stand here and speak to each and every one of those activities, but I will touch on a few that we're always very proud of, one of which is our Youth Advisory Board, composed of selected junior and senior students from the high schools throughout Montgomery County, both public and private high schools. These young people, who generally are very engaged in a lot of other extracurricular activities after schools, and certainly very outstanding students, participate with us and serve as a sounding board for some of our ideas, and we get ideas back from them on how we can best serve and reach out to the youth of Montgomery County to impress upon them the importance of the history of our county and of our state. And they are engaged in a lot of activities that related to our projects and sometimes the projects of other historical organizations like the Heritage Museum of Montgomery County, the Montgomery Historical Society, and the City of Montgomery, and so forth. We have part of what you do for us each year is to give us a very generous contribution, which we in turn provide primarily for grants and for reimbursement for historical preservation of structures throughout Montgomery County. The process, just for the benefit of the public, is that we approve as a commission certain requests for preservation reimbursements. We then submit it to the Commissioner's Court for their approval before the money is actually issued. So everything is processed both through the County Auditor's Office as well as the County Commissioner's Court. One of the things that we're very proud of is the new County Historical Marker Program. Judge Dolan participated in our very first dedication of a County Historical Marker, which was the Shepherd Barbershop. The oldest
barber shop in Montgomery County, and we now believe it to be the oldest operational barber shop in the state of Texas. And so it's a very exciting program to allow us to identify county historical structures and historical sites throughout Montgomery County that may not be, that are important to our county, but and to the communities within our county, but may not be elevated to the point that they would get the state recognition that a state historical marker would give. We use the same county, we use the same company that does the county, the state historical marker, that is Southwell Company out of San Antonio. And if you haven't seen the marker, if you go by the barbershop here on the Courthouse Square, I believe it's a more attractive marker than the state marker. We are in the process of working on other markers that would include the Lake Creek Settlement marker, which is goes back to the Austin colonies, the first settlement in Montgomery County, and is being recognized by a state historical marker that will be in the downtown area of Montgomery. We have a number of other markers. One that I think is sort of interesting is we've got the Texas Alexander marker. Most people don't know who this individual was, but he's deemed to be the father of Texas blues, and he's buried in Montgomery County. He was the first one to record House of the Rising Sun, different version than the animals did in 1966. But
is that marker already there, Larry? Are you working on getting it?
We've got it approved.
Oh, okay.
We're waiting for funding.
Oh, well, good.
We've reached out to various blues organizations throughout the state. For example, I just got a check the other day from Gary T. Nunn.
Somebody who knows him, a
well-recognized musician. And so once we get the $1,200 collected, we will then order the marker, and we'll have a special dedication, and we hope to have some various blues authorities and people that are connected to Texas Music Magazine there for a big event at this cemetery. Of course, you know where it is in your jurisdiction. We also had a Spring Creek historical marker celebration. The Spring Creek County was a short-lived county, judicial county, and none other than Commissioner Jim Clark was there for that event. And we appreciate being involved in that program. One of the things I'll wrap up with talking about a new project that I want to bring to everyone's attention. Our historical commission is doing a project identifying the men and women who served during World War I. Most of you know that in a couple of years we'll be celebrating the 100th anniversary of the armistice of World War I, as it did, is November 11, 1911. And so our historical commission, under the leadership of one of our members, Dr. Jeremiah Dancy, who's a military professor at Sam Houston State, are working on a new book that will recognize all the men and women who served during World War I from Montgomery County. And we think that there's going to be several thousand. We've already identified 300 African Americans that served during World War I from our county. But this book will be, if any of you have ever seen the book, The Greatest Generation by Tom Brokaw, there will be various chapters identifying various individuals who were from Montgomery County during World War I, that served in Montgomery County, from Montgomery County during World War I, and continued to live in Montgomery County. And these little chapters will help capture what it was like history-wise in Montgomery County during the early 20th century, say from 1900 to 1940 or 1945. And so we're excited about that project. We should have it ready for publication by the 100th anniversary, that is November of 2018. And it will give people an opportunity to capture the history of Montgomery County, see the history during that period of time. So we've got those kinds of projects going on. And again, I thank you for your support. I'm available to answer any questions that anyone from Commissioner Ford may have at this time.
Larry, we appreciate what you do. I know how much of your personal time you put into this. I've been to several of your events, and you make it work. You do a very good job, and we appreciate what you do.
We have a really good group of individuals that roll up their sleeves and
thank you.
I'm fortunate that you appointed good people to serve with us.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
All right. Item 7B, Employee of the Month Award for February.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to all of the members of the room as well. My name is Katie Vermon. I am the recognition coordinator of the Employees Committee. I'd like to thank you guys for allowing us to recognize our wonderful employees for the county. Today we're going to be doing February. I was March. February 2015. And if I could have, I do apologize if I butcher the name. Captain Bruce Student.
Good morning.
Okay, this morning I need to have Sergeant Smith. Where is he? Come on up here, Sergeant. This is our Employee of the Month from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. I'm going to read a letter that was submitted by one of his detectives, Mike Drew. Sergeant Smith currently is employed as a supervisor with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office in the Criminal Investigation Division. John supervises 42 man teams of detectives. Major K Squad assigned to investigate death scenes, life-threatening criminal offenses throughout Montgomery County. Well, as detectives assigned to the Sex Offender Registration Classification Unit, Crimes Against the Children Unit, Persons Crime Unit, and Office Support staff that are located all areas of Montgomery County and supported these detectives. Sergeant Smith handles daily issues with the public from encounters with law enforcement from all areas of Montgomery County, some at the court, and never fails to keep level and pattern of respect. This usually results in a better situation and outcome than when it began. John sets goals for the employees to follow and lead by example. Having recently implemented a standard of operation for our division developed by our division leadership, including himself, he has constantly applied his direction to the employees. Sergeant Smith has a vast knowledge of law enforcement from prior agencies and has excelled in providing that knowledge to our staff under the guidance of Lieutenant Dan Zintek and Captain Bruce Zinner. John is one of those supervisors you meet in your career that knows the way to motivate his personnel to help each one of them achieve their goals. It includes the respect, the guidance, leadership he shows each employee and garners their respect in retirement. John has been with our department for several years and has come through the ranks of patrol duties, the criminal investigations, and now supervises these investigations by persons crimes, major crimes detectives on a daily basis. Sergeant Smith keeps a level head during his daily encounters with personnel both sworn and non-sworn under his command. Sergeant Smith interact with the general public and county employees and will discuss with each one of them on his decisions to ask. But at the end of the day, he will always make a good sound decision that will reach a correct conclusion with minimal impact. Sergeant Smith has made great strides within our division of the Sheriff's Office in organizing leading the detectives the right way to investigate the caseloads and accomplish the mission set out by the administration and county leaders. Sergeant Smith does an outstanding job at the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. And Sergeant Smith is a good Christian man, and we're fortunate to have him in the position that he's in at the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Sorry, congratulations. Thank you for what you do.
Congratulations.
All right, Commissioner Dunham. Next, A, we need a motion to approve our minutes from our regular session date, February 23rd, 2016.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Under consent, because I have no changes unless there's anything that you need to do, like you're saying.
I'd like to defer 9J2A on page 8. Move the test.
Second.
Second, any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, the next item is citizen comments. I know we have several citizens that have signed up to speak today, but we have citizens' comment sections. The first one will be for items that are on today's agenda. So if you'd like to make a comment about an item that's on today's agenda, if you've not signed up, we'll recognize you a little bit later. If you would like to make a comment about an item that's not on today's agenda, we will have another citizens' comment segment at the end of the agenda. Before we start, let me read this brief statement. Citizens will now be invited to vote for public comment on items on today's agenda. Please state your name and the topic of your comment before making your remarks. Public comment may not exceed 3 minutes. Questions or concerns about the operations of the Care Mechanic program may be referred to department heads or elected officials. And Texas open meetings law prevents the court from deliberating and taking action on matters raised in public comment. So if there's anyone that would like to address the court today, just prepare to do that. I've got several that have signed up to speak. First, one I'd like to recognize is not on today's agenda, but customarily we recognize elected officials as they come before the court. Whether Rob is here from the Woods Township, Rob, if you'd like to make your comments first.
Judge Doyle, honorable commissioners, the Woodlands Township passed a resolution for February 24th meeting and asked that it be transmitted to you all. I have printed copies, which I'll send to the court. Thanks for that. The resolution that you will read requests that certain projects described be removed from the 2016 Montgomery County Thoroughfare Plan. And the township asks that Montgomery County set a meeting and a place for township representatives, county representatives, and representatives of cities and other interested parties impacted by the above, by the main roadway projects contained in the thoroughfare plan, to meet and address the projects to determine the best solution for mitigation of traffic congestion on those identified roadways. So that's what the resolution contains. Thank you for allowing me to present it, and we hope that this received well.
Thank you, Captain.
Thank you very much.
I would refer you to the Mark Looney, our county engineer's office, and he can explain that a lot of these projects have been on there for decades and may or may not be built. We appreciate your presentation.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for being here. All right. Next, we have a number of individuals signed up to speak. Amy, would you help me if there are any people on the three-minute mark? First is Dewey Jones.
Good morning, Judge. Commissioners, appreciate y'all giving me the opportunity to come up and speak on a business that's really dear to my heart. And it's the fireworks business and stuff. My wife and I moved to Montgomery County in 1969. We basically started the fireworks business here in Montgomery County in 1970. Last legislative session, we had a couple of representatives that wanted to increase the amount of days and periods that we sell fireworks in the state of Texas. I thought it at the time, there at the legislative session, and that's the fact. Back in 82, we used to sell fireworks. We used to open December the 15th and close January the 1st. Because the kids were taking fireworks into the schools through that period of time and generating a lot of chaos, We got back then, it was Mark White, Gibble, Hobby, Texas, anyway. Long and short of it is, we came up with a deal with the teachers association and unions that we would not be open when the school broke. So we moved our, chopped our selling period to not start till December 20th. Therefore, the schools were closed, problem went away, teachers weren't mad at us. One of the things I recognized was real early, every legislator, being congressman, senator, committee, everybody has a teacher somewhere in their family. And when the teachers get upset in the state of Texas, if you're a business or if you're anywhere, you best pay attention. We did back then, that has been 30 years ago. There has since been a tremendous amount of new people get into the business that's really unfamiliar with why we changed the 7 days to the beginning. Appreciate the time. I would be more than glad to answer any questions. And it's nice to see the new court. First time I've been here in a long time.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for not having the quiet farm.
All right, our next person who has signed up to speak is Karen Smith.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Karen Smith. I've been a 12-plus year resident of Montgomery County. I'm here today to talk about the extension of fireworks sales. I have witnessed many fireworks displays, some close to my home and some from afar. I have dealt with public attractions as well as civil-level issues, all stemming from individuals who recklessly or intentionally misuse the privilege of exploding fireworks. Allowing additional fireworks sales in Montgomery County would be dreadful for several reasons. There's no monetary benefit. Sales tax stemming from fireworks sales goes to the state. Additional fireworks periods can cost the county and taxpayers in the form of manpower and equipment for fires, traffic accidents, and injuries. Residents are exposed to additional traffic hazards and litter cleanup. Accidents are costly and time is money. Domestic and wild animals. Dogs and cats are generally scared to death of fireworks. There is an increase in lost pets during and after a fireworks period, not to mention the anxiety suffered during the activity. Pets, dogs, especially horses, can severely injure themselves when spooked by fireworks. Most equine owners have to secure their animals and spend countless hours attempting to keep their livestock calm. The extended periods all fall within breeding and migratory seasons for wildlife, with mammals and avians most subject to harassment and harm from fireworks activities. Fireworks during breeding season increase the percentages of injured, abandoned, or orphaned wildlife. Damages and risks. Various governmental agencies perform annual evaluations on fires, injuries, and deaths associated with fireworks. There are hundreds of reported fires and injuries in Texas alone. Obviously, these numbers would increase with additional periods. Individuals that normally would not be legal to discharge firearms on their property feel that fireworks cover up their rapport and shoot guns anyway. Lots of guns. Each July 4th and New Year's, residents flock to unincorporated areas in Montgomery County to shoot fireworks, and that includes non-county residents. Adding additional fireworks periods in our county will increase our exposure to potential fires, injuries, or deaths, especially if our surrounding counties do not pass these additional periods. Conclusion. There are professional fireworks displays available each year celebrating various holidays, one being Memorial Day that the public can attend. My research has led down one road. Most county residents were not aware of the legislation and are not happy about it, not one bit. A huge thank you goes to Fire Marshal Williams for keeping us informed. I hope that my words will be taken to heart. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Those were the only two that we had signed up to speak about fireworks. Is there anyone that would like to address the fireworks issue this morning? next item we have, we have several individuals sign up to speak on this voting notation. First person is Daniel Bell.
Morning, Judge. Morning, Commissioner.
Morning.
Just got a couple of things to say about the location that's going to be coming up. I'm for it, but the next thing is, it's not fair for more, if you have more trucks that they're going to do, what they're going to propose. If you own more trucks, you're going to get an extra rotation spot. If we're going to go rotation spot, they're also increasing, saying you could have a first record. If we're doing rotation, we're doing rotation. We're not doing first records. Next thing was, there's too many pages for these rules. We have 44. City of Houston uses 4 pages for their record service down there. City of Conroe, they're not that many. But remember, we're only record drivers, we're not political people. I mean, I have to wear glasses. Another thing is, we'd like to know who did the study to say that 20 minutes is going to be an adequate time to get from 2978 Williams Parkway all the way back to Vineyard Landing. It's impossible, but we'd like to know who did the study on that, and did they do it in traffic time, or did they do it in the mornings, or did they do it at 3 o'clock in the morning? That's going to be a big difference. Other than that, I'm nervous as shit.
Dale Harris. I've been in the record industry probably longer than anybody in this room. Other than Speedy's and Johnny Zanuck, that's the only two that I know of that's been involved in a record as long as I have. We're making a serious change here, and I think going through a rotation process. But in doing so, I believe that if we use the right study and everything, that the rotation process could work. I don't believe that what y'all got outlined here and everything as far as the record ordinance is a good ordinance. And we use the city of Conroe as a role model for what's been working for years and years on the rotations. It's going to model record rotation lists. And I believe that that would work tremendously for us. Another thing is the fair notification. None of us has been notified. The county has records of every record company that's involved in the chip system and everything, but yet they failed to notify anybody or send anybody the proposal of what's being proposed. I think that's unfair under the Unfair Trade Act and everything as far as notification. Another thing is the backup system. If they don't have anything in here as far as a backup system, should this fail or anything like that, there needs to be a backup system. Who have they orchestrated everything through as far as finding out what works and what don't work? And like I said, I've been in this industry longer than anybody in this room. Nobody's ever consulted me, used my consultant or anything as far as what works and what don't work. I think there needs to be more input and study done as far as the record industry and everything, such as the city of Conroe, be the role model for rotation lists. It should be postponed and everything for a little further review. It would become a county ordinance, and I think that some of the wording in there. Another thing, not everybody owns 50 records in the Montgomery County, okay? Under the Fair Trade Act and everything, the city of Conroe, they don't care how many records you've got. You get one rotation. If everybody thought that you could get more rotations because you own more records, everybody would just go out and start buying more records because they get more rotations. That's not fair to the little man that has one record, 2 or 3 records or something like that. So if you're going to do a rotation list, make it fair to all. You get one rotation per spot. Another thing is the chip system. We need to think about that as a backup system, but there also needs to be a limit put on the amount of records that are showing up on the scenes and all that. That would work along with controlling the traffic.
3 minutes has expired, but we appreciate you.
Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
Next person we have signed up to speak is Joe Kearns.
Thank you.
I'll have to start by imagining I cheer Mr. Bill Sidney. These proposed rules begin by pointing out that 2308.209, the Texas Occupation Code, was amended to allow counties such as Montgomery County to regulate occupancy time through the rotation list. 2308.209, Section F, the commissioners for the county, which list is maintained under subsection C, shall adopt policies to implement this section in a manner that ensures. And 2308.209 is attached and highlighted. Equal distribution of oxygen zones among the towing companies that perform oxygen zones in the county. Consumer protection, including fair pricing for owners and operators of motor vehicles towed by the towing companies on the county rotation. The proposed rule before you today specifically do not provide for equal distribution. In these rules, after clearly describing the premise of these rules, that multiple companies under common ownership will only count as one spot on the rotation list. The rotation procedure on page 27 then prescribes that a single company may have multiple positions on the rotation list by simply just having more trucks. However, there's many more disturbing issues in the rules. The rules are fractioned. Have some authorizations in them that specifically go against 2308.209. Article 7 in the proposed rules, Article 7, Section B, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, if you read them, they allow for a tow truck operator to enter a scene before being dispatched to the scene. So on a rotation list, all the companies are sitting at their office or wherever, and they're waiting on a call for rotation. But a rogue operator or somebody passing by a scene could stop and solicit the scene, preventing that call from going to a rotation call by trying to get an owner request. 2308.209 specifically provides that a person that enters the scene, and it's highlighted on the copy attached, that that's an illegal act. They committed an offense by doing that, and it provides for a fine. Although the way the rules are written in Article 7, it permits a tow truck, stating that when a law enforcement officer arrives, the driver may simply just go back to his truck. Or he may stay if he's permitted by the law enforcement officer. But it specifically states in 2308.209 that was passed by the 84th legislature that that's an illegal act. There's other items in here, like authorizing the unlocking of a vehicle by a record driver if it's absolutely necessary to tow. Texas law does not allow a record driver to unlock a car to tow. We state that you can't tow the car without unlocking it. You can't tow the car. If you look at Article 8, enforcement, similar wording to 2308.209 decided how the law was written with intent. It's not uncommon for someone other than a tow truck operator to solicit on the scene, especially in a rotation line. This is why the law clearly describes a person commits an offense. I know I wouldn't make it through, but I appreciate if y'all would take the time to.
Thank you.
Yes,
sir.
Thank you.
The next person we have signed up to speak is Heather Shawover.
Hey, Jeff, Commissioner. I've been running and gunning in this county for almost 20 years. I'm tired of rat and rotation. Thank y'all for proposing that. There are a few things in this proposal that that needs to be looked at and addressed. One of the concerns that we're having is on, if a tow truck is permitted for rotation, there's no room for replacement. In the proposed rules, if I have a new truck, if I go buy a new truck, I can't get it on until the following year on rotation. It's a rotation spot. It shouldn't matter if I have 10 trucks, if I buy two more new trucks, or if I get rid of one to replace one, I should be able to include that truck on my rotation. It's just helping my company better respond to that scene in a timely manner. Another concern that we're having is the private property tows. Again, the proposal says that a private property tow must stay in that particular zone. Well, I run a county. I've got customers from Montgomery to New Caney to Kingwood to the Woodlands to Willis, and now I can't service those customers. I think we need to keep it in the county, not just in that particular zone. Another address that we're having is I run two zones, have for over 10 years. I have two stores locked, but if my rotation record, this particular record, is only designated for zone one, I can't go to zone three to load my rotation with this particular truck. As it stands right now, we can't. This truck may be permitted for two zones. And I think we need to keep it that way. It would just better our response time to these things. 20 minutes is not a lot of time to go completely across one zone. Even in one zone during traffic, it's pretty hard. But if we did have multiple trucks, it gives me an option to find the closest truck, not just the truck from the base unit. That's all I have. Thank you for your time.
Next, we have Amy Milstead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for this opportunity to have a speech this morning. I want you to know that I am in favor of the rules that you have on the agenda today for the rotation. I do believe that Montgomery County has numerous companies that are reputable towing and storage companies here in our county. I do believe that if those companies are serious about doing business in the county, they will find a way to adapt to these rules and satisfy the county with what they put out there. Safety is and always should be a concern in our county. On average, the towing industry loses one tow truck driver every 6 days on the road. This is across the nation. This is more than fire and police departments, if you've done any of the reviews. Tow truck drivers are on the line of duty every single day out there on the side of the road. Reducing secondary accidents is where this rotation would come in, and it would help us. Our county has experienced rapid growth over the past few years. Traffic is a top concern with each and every one of our citizens. The growth creates the need to cut down on the traffic. The rotation would help with congestion when it comes to accident scenes and arrests. Lastly, we need to move Montgomery County into the 21st century. We are chasing accidents like they did years and years ago. I am the chairman of the board for the Texas Towing and Storage Association. I travel all over the U.S. to other states. They talk about how we run our accidents here in Montgomery County, and literally, we are laughed at. We are laughed at because we chase, we gamble over our community's vehicles, and it's embarrassing. It is time, gentlemen, to take our county to the 21st century. Our community's spoken, and it's time to make the change. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. That's the end of the individuals who have signed up to speak. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on an item that's on the agenda for this morning? And then we'll move on into item 11A. Yes, sir.
I'm CJ Knox, I'm Wilson Towing in East County. And I'm for the rotation too, but there is a lot of loopholes in these rules that y'all are trying to pass today that could do much hurt than it could help. I believe on prisoner rides and stolen vehicles and stuff like that, rotation would be awesome. It would be good for everybody. But on wrecks, I think rotation is terrible. I do think we need to limit the trucks. It's embarrassing how many trucks are on a wreck. It's clog up service station parking lots, you clog up everything. There's a way we could reduce the trucks that's on the wrecks, but in not rotate the wrecks versus rotate the prisoner vehicles, I think it would go a lot smoother because I'm not from this area. I don't know how bad it is over here, but 13, 14, Dark Park, Loop 494. If we had to wait 20 minutes for a rotation wrecker to get out there to clear the road, it would be crazy. It's already backed up so much now that it's not even fun. And I agree with them as I have the second largest wrecker company in East Montgomery County, but I don't have 10 trucks. And it's not fair for somebody that has 40 or 50 trucks to get 4 or 5 rotations. If we're going to make it fair, we need to make it fair. And as you said, that you couldn't replace a record, a new record, it says in the rules that you can replace a new record, you just can't add a new tow company. And then I don't think we should be penalized if there's a call out, we can't get there in 20 minutes, there's a call out on Offsworder Road, and we're at North Park, we should be able to tell dispatch, we can't make it take 20 minutes, let's use the next rotation. We shouldn't be penalized. Because right here it says if we pass up a rotation, we pass up 3 in a year, we're penalized for it. So if it's all about safety and it's all about that, we shouldn't be penalized to have to pass the vote. This is it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bob, thank you.
Anybody else?
Yes.
Judge, Commissioner, I'm just like everybody else. I agree that we need to make some changes. This system that's proposed will help. We need to tweak it. We need to work on it a little bit more. Everybody's seen the news. They've seen the wrecker drivers that go out there and run $100 an hour to get one of these chips. And they're going to kill somebody. We need to make these changes, but we do need to work on this a little bit more. And I think that's mostly what you're going to hear from everybody in the room. We just need to work a little bit on it to get it tweaked down where we can work with it and make it work. So thank you.
Thanks, Tommy.
Tommy Curley.
Anyone else? All right. We can move on into item 11. Okay.
Just real quick. My name is Scott Kennedy. I believe that the rule limiting the addition of trucks into a fleet was designed to keep the number of trucks down so it doesn't have an impact on a rotation spot. One to 10 trucks, one spot, 11 to 20, two spots, and so on. So that rule should be struck down if there's one spot per company. Then, no matter how big you increase the size of your fleet, it has no impact on whether you're dealt with favorably or whatever through the county. That makes perfect sense to me. So that's to clarify, that rule was put in there to keep the number of trucks down so the larger companies would have an automatic advantage. Does that make sense? That's about it. Thank you.
All right.
One more. I'm Clinton Bass, from our Bass Owner Recovery. The rotation is going to kill us, guys. That small business don't own it. It's going to kill us. There's different things that were done in other county areas, Shenandoah, Oak Ridge, to limit the number of trucks that are on the record system. They have a rule that states one truck per company. That would drastically reduce the number of trucks that were on the record system. You wouldn't have to worry about 15 trucks, 5 from one company, 5 from another company, and then 5 more from various companies. I believe that rotation is a little bit drastic. It needs to be looked at and dealt, not just by a few individuals, but by the record community as a whole. It's not being looked at correctly at this point.
Thank you.
Thank you, Seth.
Gentlemen, my name is Dennis Blake. You know, I've been out here a long time, and I'm for the rotation to an extent. It just needs to be done fairly. The fact that we all put our money into it, this is our, what makes us live. I mean, it supports our families. but it needs to be done properly. I mean, one truck, one spot, or one company, one spot. Give us all a fair advantage. It says that we need a fair advantage, you know. We just need the rules to be gone over. I tried reading these things, and when it says to refer to this, there's nothing there. You know, it's referring to stuff that hasn't been written in there. So I don't know if they moved it around or what have you, but these rules, I couldn't understand them. You know, and I read them a couple times last night. You know, they eliminated by the zones. You know, stay in your zone. Have one zone. Some people don't want it. Some people do. You know, I'm building my business in North Montgomery County, but yet I do have private properties in South County, and those need to come up in North County. But these rules need to be gone over and looked at thoroughly. I mean, I said years ago, I'll be the first to sign up for a rotation if it's done right. They just need to be looked over.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. We've heard numerous very similar comments, so if anybody has anything new to add, and it's not just rehashing old information.
Commissioner, judges, my name is Lonnie Carney. I'm with Kit Tootooing in Recovery. My concerns are this, and I don't want to reiterate and I don't want to bounce off someone else, but as Ms. Milstead said, when we're running a rec scene, yes, some wrecks are going very, very fast, and that's very, very dangerous. However, when people are complaining about 4, 5, 15, 20 wrecks on a scene, the officers in Montgomery County have the ability to cancel no more wrecks. And they do this in other counties. Once he sees I got 3 cars in the street, I don't need any more than 3 wreckers. I don't need to look back here and see 20 wreckers, because if you have a wreck on the parkway, then you got 45 northbound jacked up for 10 miles all the way into Houston. That's going to cause additional wrecks, because wreckers are racing to the scene. Now you have 20 wreckers blocking up the scene. I'm a small business owner. One of my concerns about the rotation is, you're compelling me to get a storage lot in order to have a spot in rotation. I don't have the money to afford that, and it's not a business that I want to be in, and I can speak for a lot of small business owners. It's not the business that I can't afford the business. So enhance, and as a result of that, I'm crushed. I'm eaten by the big shark. I'm just a small fish in a big ocean. So that's my concerns. How do I provide for my family in Montgomery County? I'm forced to go elsewhere, which just, it's just going to swallow me. But those concerns, thank you.
Okay. All right. Anyone else with any additional information? We just kind of move along.
My name is John Skinner. I represent RES Record inside Montgomery County. I agree with TJ Knox that, you know, the rotation might be the thing to do as far as prisoner rides, stolen vehicles and everything else. Here recently, we had an accident on Interstate 45 northbound before Woodlands Parkway, where a pickup truck carrying various tools and man was a mechanic, scattered tools out, completely shutting down Interstate 45 at 5 o'clock in the afternoon to one lane. There was 9 wreckers that assisted in the cleanup of that accident for 3 cars that were going to tow. If you rotate wreckers out on Interstate 45 with 2 rotation wreckers to clean up that, it took us an hour and 15 minutes. Commissioner Nowak's already got more problems than he can allow with the traffic he's got in Precinct 3. Having rotating wreckers, if you had 2 guys out there sweeping that street, we might as well close the highway down to midnight. Do you think your citizens are going to like that? I voted for your bond issues you wanted to help mobility in this county. So putting a rotating wrecker and waiting on somebody to get their shoes on from the house to come out and clean Interstate 45 or 1488 or US 59, that ain't the answer. Thank you.
Thank you. All
right. There I am.
Hello, Commissioners.
Judge. My name is Roman Cardenas, and I am resident of Montgomery County, and also run a body shop, also a body shop. The, what I wanted to let you know today is the proposed rotation is going to affect, not only does it affect the record drivers, it also affects collision center owners, body shop owners. We run a business with technicians. Technicians have families. We have families. The way this is set up, I don't feel is fair to everyone in the whole industry. This rotation does go into effect. Not only does it affect the record industry, it affects the collision industry and the collision repairs. Very drastic. As far as I've been doing this 16 years, starting from the ground up, and using my passion, what I do, and I feel that this system that has come up with rotation is too drastic and wastewritten. I think there is a lot of loopholes in it, and it needs to be thought out and done a little more clearly on there, where it's fair for everybody, where it's fair for the small guys and it's fair for the big guys. What I've read of it, realistically, I don't see how it can work to stay in business like that. To me, it looks like something that's almost destined to fail. What happens if it fails? Who steps in and takes care of that? So, I'll just take it on consideration. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think.
Yeah.
Like I've heard enough. I mean, it sounds like everybody pretty much agrees that the rotation may be the way to go, but I think maybe some issues that needs to be dealt with, and to me we should defer it today, but anyway, I think we probably, everybody's pretty much on the same page, sounds like.
Yeah, I would agree. I think we need to move on so far. Item 11A.
Thank God for being here this morning. We get the message.
The agreement for the 2016 associated benefits will be funded by the Sheriff's Budget 56.
Second. Question or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion to pass. Farm market.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioner. I want to come up, and the item we have on the agenda is to consider the establishment of additional sales season. A little background, some of you may know that the last legislative session, new law, allows for the addition of up to 3 5-day fireworks sales seasons for Texas Independence Day, San Jacinto Day, Memorial Day. This legislation originally started out, there was no local consent, no local approval. There was some lobbying done at the legislature, and we got that ability to bring it to the state.
Go ahead. I'm
going
to go on that.
Yeah.
I move that we do not expand the sales department. Got it.
Second. Questions or comments?
Thank you, Jim.
All right.
District Attorney. Morning, gentlemen. We're asking that you consider and approve the extending the overtime approved by your Commissioner's Court on December 8th, 2015 to assist with the implementation of Tyler Odyssey through March 31st of 2016. The original overtime approved covers 12-5 through 2-26 of 16. Additional funds needed to cover salary and benefits is estimated at $3,050.05. Please name a funding source. This is to help us cover the new demands that we have because of the not quite finished integration between Tyler Odyssey and Spillman. We're happy to pay the remainder of $3,000 out of asset forfeiture. We just need your approval.
You move for forfeiture mechanic. I'll second.
Motion to second. Any questions or comments? Are there other departments that are having the same challenges in getting the integration?
No, sir, but if you recall, we're where the two systems meet,
right,
our
right.
office does, and that's why there's additional workforce demands and data entry at our office.
So is there going to use any unused salary line items, from hiring, firing, instead of having these assets forfeited? today, if I've been here.
I haven't looked at that, Commissioner. Usually that's tracked on a position by position basis. In this particular position, I know it doesn't happen because we get with that.
It's how you should handle. Good. Thank you, Bill.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Okay. Colonel North Houston Regional Airport.
Morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Morning, Scott.
Item 14A. Consider and take appropriate action on the proposed amendment number one to the airport project participation agreement. Text dot PSA number 16 MP Conroe, which is the airport master plan. Between Montgomery County and Text dot, which increases the project cost $317,084, of which Text dot participation is $194,011, and Montgomery County participation $123,073. Please name a funding source for county participation balance, of which $15,000 was previously approved in September. Commissioners and Judges, this expanded—it's not really an expanded scope. This is the elements of the master plan have been negotiated in the scope of services with the consultant, and some of these items, as I explained in a memorandum to you. TxDOT is not willing to make eligible. They are under their own significant financial pressures right now with the FAA. So I'm bringing this forward to ask you to fund all these elements as described.
Yeah, this is our chance to, you know, everybody knows where we are out there. We're right now, a development plan is crucial for what's going to happen at that airport, and we need to do it right. I mean, we don't need to. And I understand that TxDOT's limited funding source, but we need to step up and make sure that's in motion. And I think I can use bond funds for that project out there because we've got some bond money scheduled this year for the airport. So, I move. That's my funding source.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Item 14B, approve amendment to the lease between county and the United States of America for helicopter apron expansion and other uses. We have an existing lease with the Army since 1992. It is a 50-year lease with a 50-year option. We propose to add 10.5 acres to the county lease to solve a major safety issue that has been lingering at the airport. This 10 acres given to them will allow us to move forward with the Army to fund the necessary construction and build this helicopter takeoff landing pad and improve safety at the airport.
Move. Second. Motion and second. Questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
I see.
Sure.
Good morning, Judge Commissioners. Item 15A, consider and approve if appropriate attaining fire mixing of approximately $526,184 for the upgrade of the audio-video systems and 7 remaining courtrooms. The financing would be repaid from budget funds in 503-7598-5820. The payment of the 109-386 well to annually for 5 years. We have a budget of $210,000, which you gave us it was originally $100,000, you added $100,000 last year. We're just unable to keep pace. We were doing an upgrade from analog to digital and doing adjustments to the courtrooms. These 7 remaining courtrooms, we just need to accelerate the pace. We reserve $100,000 still in the budget for break fix and adjustments. And we need to. So we'd be able to fund this from budget.
I know.
What's the expected useful life of this equipment?
We're really not sure.
I'm just asking because if it's 5 years and financing it for 5 years.
No, it will last for longer than 5 years.
10, 8.
We would hope to. Well, I don't know the answer. The equipment. As it's used, we've had some failure in some of these cores because of the implementation and a small cabinet overheating. And we're dealing with that issue with the engineering firm designer. So we'll have, it's electronic equipment, there'll be some breakdown that will go. But the design of the complete system, this will be the second implementation. We're making tweaks as we implement these tours. Then the full design and functionality will be set. I just can't tell you what the line will be.
So you'd be able to address all the courts immediately in this transit?
Get them completed and reserve $100,000 in budget for adjustments, break fix, for those courts that are already, they're paid up of them.
And this would happen all in a year, 6 months, how long?
It would take probably 6 months between now and the end of this fiscal year.
Any other questions or comments?
I just have one question. Does it include kind of video conferencing, like probable cause, or just courtroom video?
Not for all courtrooms. There's some, we have some capability to do video conferencing across the system today that we need to, through the Cisco Voice Direct system, that we need to explore further. But this doesn't necessarily do video conferencing for every court, does it?
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
First thing, early.
Morning.
16A, as authorized by local government, 271-102, take all appropriate actions for purchase of one solar generator and transfer lost equipment company due to interlocal agreement with HVAC in the amount of $68,411 for the building maintenance and IT.
Move.
Second. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye. C, take all appropriate actions to approve the award of Jennifer Brandt to be implementation to rental contractors in the amount of $108,900.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we now need to recess our commission report and convene a public hearing.
Consider approve establishing a 45-mile-an-hour speed limit on Honey Egypt Roads. I'm looking at 1488 for some Dairy Ranch Drive. Is there anyone here to discuss that? I see
that. We'll recess our public hearing and reconvene our commission report.
Move. Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. County attorney.
Consider and discuss and take appropriate action regarding the adoption of the Cameron County rules and regulations for non-consent towing and storage purposes, which implements the towing rotation process. And we have some representatives from the sheriff's office here. And while they are in court this morning, we'd like for you to hear from them, even if they're not complying with the regulations. Good
morning, Commissioner. My name is Karen Pochinski, sheriff's office. And we were asked to make some changes to the current towing policies in response to the legislative changes. And it made it possible for Montgomery County to statutorily consider the rotation. As you heard this morning, it is not something that's without controversy. It is something we've been working on, Commissioner Clark. We have met with representatives of the towing industry. We have met with CCS. We have met with constables representatives. And what we have sent you with your proposal is our attempt to address safety concerns by the implementation of the rotation towing. The safety concerns specifically are the numerous wreckers that show up at different times and the time it takes them to get there because they're trying to get their chip in so that they can be considered for the tows. It's important to consider we are only talking about non-consent towing. This will in no way regulate or affect anybody's ability to choose who they want to tow their car and consent to a situation. So these are law enforcement things. These are when you park in the wrong place and you get towed, you didn't consent to your car to be towed. You know, if you break down the side of the road, you need help, you want to call a wrecker, that you can still do. That's not a rotation issue. So we're concerned about As somebody mentioned before, all the records on the team blocking the streets, the highway, causes a danger situation for the public. We're also concerned about reports that we've been getting about the location of where your vehicle goes when it is towed without your consent. The sheriff's office received a complaint recently that a car was towed from Willis all the way down to Telephone Road. We've had cars towed all the way down to Sugar Land. And we have big complaints about that and have concerns about the cars staying in Montgomery County and specifically in the zone, and that does have an effect on the way the rules are drafted. Right now, the rules are drafted, so it's zoned into five different areas. There is a map that's been up on the sheriff's office for several years, and it's been attached as backup for your consideration. The reason we have zones is so that it can regulate the time it takes them to respond in a certain area. So we don't want somebody racing from North County all the way out to South County. We are looking at a 20-minute regulation response time. The rules do allow the person called for rotation to say, I can't make it, please go on to the next person. It also allows for extenuating circumstances. If something extreme happens when they're on the way to respond and they respond in, you know, 25, 30 minutes because of something that was in their control, there are allowances made for reasonable situations. There's also an allowance for events relating to extreme emergency life safety issues where the sheriff's office has discretion to make a different choice. If it's related, obviously, to somebody's safety concerns, so that is what we're trying to address here.
Let me stop you just a minute. A 20-minute deal. Is there a fine attached to that if they don't make it in 20 minutes?
It is not a fine. If they say they can make it in 20 minutes and then there's nothing extenuating that should have dried out the response time, it is a violation of the rules. At some point, the officer on scene can call for somebody else.
Well, how is that going to cut down on the record driver's speeding to get to the scene? I mean, I fail to see how that's going to eliminate that problem.
Yeah, to me, the 20-minute deal, I wasn't involved in the rules or the process that we went through to get here, but, you know, you had out 1097 from Willis, halfway to Montgomery.
Right.
You may not make it, depending on a lot of circumstances, but
right.
That seems a little short to me, and I don't know. To me, what we heard this morning, and again, I don't know who was involved in doing this, but it sounds like there's some things there that maybe we need to address before we finalize this.
We did consider what is a reasonable time, and as part of our meeting, Mr. Clark was asked, what is reasonable? 20 minutes reasonable? 25 reasonable? 45 reasonable? And it does have different standards for heavy-duty truck trucks versus regular light-duty truck trucks. But the consensus in the room when we met with law enforcement and we met with towing industry representatives of different sizes of companies was that 20 minutes was a reasonable amount of time. Of course, when dispatch makes the call to the company for rotation, they can say it's going to take me 25 minutes and where I can't make it today or whatever they need to respond, you know, in a reasonable amount of time. But that's why it's zoned. That's why it will cut down.
If you make it 20, do they fall into the next slot in the rotation or do they go to the end?
They will go to the end of the rotation.
If they say they can't make it 20 minutes, it's okay.
They
can't make it
in 20 minutes.
Well, they don't, a lot of times they don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That they, I heard earlier, if they miss 3 in a year, they're penalized. So, just hang on. So if they say, I can't make it in 20 minutes, it's going to take me 30 minutes, does that count as one of those that they missed?
No, that's different as far as not answering the phone, as far as not being responsive, or as far as saying I'm going to be there in 20 minutes, I'm going to show up in an hour.
Okay.
It's a different... Well,
but, so we're going to be paying somebody at the sheriff's office to keep up with all of this now?
They're
going to run this
so
we're going to have to keep up with what they said, when they said it, and how long it took them to get there?
Basically, you've got a referee in dispatch. He knows he's ready to go. He knows he's up. I mean, there's no doubt. I don't know where he's at in the rotation.
Because, and here, what's that legal? Yeah. So, really what you are being asked today is to turn over a regulation process that the sheriff's office can administer, and that the sheriff's office can deal with all of these procedural
but
and logistical.
I don't think we're ready to approve what's here.
The reason this is presented is to give notice to everybody, and it's also the reason we appointed the they just push so far out.
And the sheriff's office wants to do this?
The software.
Well, it sounds like all these guys here want to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, we got small guys, we got big guys, we got a whole cross section, and almost every one of them said it's a good thing, but there's some issues with what we have here. And I think that needs to be addressed maybe a little bit more before we finalize the regulation. Sounds to me like it. And I know you're never going to satisfy everybody, believe me, I know that. But it sounds like there might be a few things here that we could make better. Sounds to me like it.
One thing we heard a lot of was the disparity between large surf companies and small, you know, with a large number of trucks versus individual trucks. How did y'all come up with a plan on that?
Look at the size of the company.
Yep.
The invest the money to build this company.
Right.
And would penalize him, not allow him to run numerous trucks. These smaller companies, they want one or two trucks. That's all they want to keep up with. So that's why we adjust the
Well, then it's per permit. Per area, you have to be permitted in your zone. You have to be 11 trucks permitted in zone 1 to reach the 2 rotations in zone 1. So it's not like 50 that you own total. It's permits in that zone. Each zone will have a rotation.
The software that we purchased will help us in law enforcement with the rotation thing, and everything that we do in this case is recorded. So it's not like we have to keep up with it, but if there is a complaint, we can always go back and pull the recordings and the
department from the records. What are the percentages of calls that you make that are dispatch calls versus someone calling you because their car won't start, or what kind of calls you make accidents?
But I think that depends on the business. That we've got record services in Montgomery County that are based in their business off of nothing but the sheriff's department. That's not the tow industry. The tow industry is kind of in general. So probably maybe 15% is just a regular guess.
Okay, thank you.
The rotation allows these companies to monitor their traffic. They'll know when they're going to come up, so they can still handle their house calls, their truck calls.
Nobody knows about that.
And they'll know.
And it sounds like everybody agrees rotation is a good way to do it. To me.
We continue to delete the rotation fix. If you try to accommodate everybody, it's going to be worth a favor.
What about the questions about the particular article of the law that concern that Article 7 and Rule 2308? What is it?
The solicitation of business, I think, is what we were talking about. He was saying it allows them to intercede between the four dispatch and allow solicitation. The rules prohibit solicitation, as do all of the other towing policies I've seen for other towns. So I would disagree that they can enter the scene before law enforcement arrives and solicit the business and just ask them to tow their car. The rules say anytime you have an injured person or you have a car wreck and somebody calls for law enforcement and they're on the way and they need dispatch, you're not allowed to.
This is strictly law enforcement thing. This rotation is strictly for law enforcement thing.
And it started out to stop a race to the right and stop the put the name in the hat. I can't imagine what if you chip 10 times in a row and you never got it. At least this way it's up. And then we have got a lot of input. It never would have got to 44 pages if we hadn't started taking input. But I agree with you, there's a few more issues we need to address, and I appreciate everybody's hard work moving forward. We're going to table it for right now, and we'll meet back and maybe solicit a little bit more input.
Paragraph
if we can carve it down some instead of building up some.
Is that a motion to defer, Commissioner?
Huh?
Is that a motion to defer?
Yes, it is.
I was going to say the paragraph on 20 minutes is really open-ended. It gives a lot of discretion. It's not something that we want to do to prohibit somebody from getting their rotation time. And we understand, as law enforcement, we're trying to get to that same thing as well. So we understand that, and there is discretion that was allowed in that paragraph, not limited just to, 20 minutes you're out. Right,
so
not like that
agency
at all.
Record dispatch, and he says, I'm on the way, and there's a train stopped.
Right.
He immediately calls dispatch and says, dispatch, there's a train,
you know, then we, and you have to just make, it's like in law enforcement, you gotta make decisions every day, that, you know, we'll call somebody else, or we'll, whatever, yeah. So, I mean, there's provisions in there, in that 20-minute deal, it, like you say, it's pretty broad, so.
Yeah, it's not like there had to be some number.
Right.
In there to establish, you know, a baseline for an expectation.
Alright, yes.
Then give us a starting point.
Yeah. We need to vote to, yeah, we got motion, letting all in favor, further this out. Yep.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for the hard work.
Thank y'all for coming, Dave.
We gotta change, we gotta take a minute to change the tape here.
Consider approve the North County Recycle Center grant from HGAC in the amount of $333,283 for FY16. Is Becca here today? Becca, I want to thank you. We went into a partnership with the City of Conroe. Becca had a real short window to get a grant request in, and I think we scored highest in the region, if I remember. Great job, Becca. And so this money's going to be coming in. We're going to create a recycle facility out on the new League Line extension. So thanks for your help, Mike. Can I move?
Thank you.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Good job.
Consider approved proposed agreement to acquire right-of-way for widening FM 1097 with Texas Department of Transportation, CSJ number 1259001. 035. This is for us to allow us to, with the agreement with a 90-10 split, to go ahead and start acquiring right away on 297 in anticipation of that lab. And I move. Consider approve the following request by Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District, number 452, annual funding, the amount of $15,000. Did we budget that for us this year or not? We did? Okay. It's a budget item. I don't know if many of you even know what Soil and Water Conservation District does. Back in 94, 95, they saved the county probably $3 million. Very, very good partner with us. And this $15,000 allows them to turn that money, to leverage that that $15,000 into big, substantial funding. Move.
Second. All in favor?
Please accept a request from Eagles Nest Ministries of Conroe to continue to participate in the Adopt a County Road program. The roadway section they are adopted is late. I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Deferred on item one. Move. And then on number two, consider and approve setting a public hearing date of April 12, 2016 to discuss additional signage on waterways square place as below. I move.
Second. Motion to come. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Precinct 4. Consider and approve resolution authorizing the filing of an application for new development grant funding by the East Montgomery County Improvement District to convert existing tennis courts at A&B Silas Park into basketball courts. The anticipated cost of improvements will be $21,152 with a 50% match. $10,576 the cost will be funded by MSIS. They approve the application. Designate Commissioner Clark to sign the application and the documentation necessary to take the same on behalf of the county. I move.
Second.
Is that what you need? Did you get a chance to look at that?
No.
You might want to refer to that. It's actually, we got with Jim yesterday, and I think we can actually leave it on as long as it passes muster, we can move forward.
just make sure we run it, like, through the grants.
Yeah.
We were just made aware of that yesterday, so, rather than hold it up, I think we can go ahead and approve it, and then if they have any problems, then we can... Follow that, or just, do you anticipate any issue with the grant?
The only issue is that the parks were funded by another grant, so we can use the grant from that funder,
Okay, anyway, we'll defer that. So we defer out of game one.
Before we move to the solar authority, can we go back to the item that Marshall Curley had on the agenda regarding that AV equipment and just make certain that since it is over $500,000 and the percentage figure that went through the new process that was approved in court on September 23rd?
Yeah, Darla Lou, does that one go, does that one of the go to contract, the size of that?
We have a, I'm sorry, we have a bid that we'll be using.
So that's not a new contract? That's,
no.
Okay.
It's existing contract is out of place.
Okay. Item two, consider and approve the change in ownership of Gerald Heath Committee. Myself, the motion is I'd like to take the spot on the Gerald B to be taken Christian R's place, and I'll fill that spot in.
I'm happy to have you step in and do that, so no problem. That's a second.
All in favor?
Thank you.
We now need to recess our commissioner's court and convene a meeting of the Montgomery County Toll Road Authority. 28. Consider accepting change order number one to contract with Geotest Engineering, Inc., Montgomery County Toll Road Authority, to provide for additional reports at a not to exceed cost of $37,256.
Move. Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Now, to adjourn our total authority meeting and reconvene our commissioner's court, we will recess our commissioner's court now for an executive session under Article 55107. I have made a resolution in order to pursue claim number U150009.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Item B, we need a resolution in order to pursue claim number U150064.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. No action on item C, anything on CDB. Item D, we need a resolution in order to settle under the new settlement claim. Claim number D-11-0118.
Move.
Second. All good.
Aye.
Motion carries. No action on C, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Now, we're back to the second portion of citizens' comments. For those that are wanting to make a comment on items that were not on today's agenda. Same rules, for 3 minutes, please state your name and the topic you'd like to speak about. We can't really respond to you, but we could defer you to department heads or elected officials for further action. So, with that, I have a couple of people signed up to speak. John Lee Hutt.
Thank you, Justin Will. Honorable commissioners. Pardon me, I am a little bit big, but I have to be glasses. I have a prepared statement. My name is John Wehunt, and I'm a resident of Red Oak Ranch, and on behalf of the Old Colorado Road area residents, a newly formed association representing the interests of residents on adjacent to or directly served by Old Colorado Road, we strongly reject proposed widening of Old Colorado Road into a 4 or 6 lane major thoroughfare as shown in the 2016 Montgomery County Thoroughfare Plan. As you may know, Old Colorado Road has only one inlet and outlet. That is FM 1488. Our residents have been seeking help from the county for several years to secure a second access and egress to Old Common Road for the sole purpose of safety and security. Hurricane Ike and the forest fires 2003 highlighted this concern. Past several plaintiffs have given us some vote for providing a second access and egress with proposed modifications, including one, establishment of the road extension, two, the bridge over Stensonville River and Lake Creek, and the extension of Old Connor Road connecting to the latitude. However, we did not ask for nor expect the county or city of Connor to propose or approve the expansion of Old Connor Road into a six-lane thoroughfare as proposed in the 2016 thoroughfare plan, as approved by this court on January 26th of this year. This proposal would destroy a quiet community served by a rural two-lane road and would negatively impact 60 individual homes and several communities with current 450 residents and a future 3,000 future residents. Furthermore, the major thoroughfare plan to widen Old Connor Road will not satisfy the GAC's one of its key objectives, that is to provide north-south relief of I-45. It will, however, address the increased traffic on already congested FM 1488 and destroy a peaceful residential community. We do, though, encourage court to review and support other thoroughfare options, such as the People's Road thoroughfare connecting FM 1488 to O'Connell Road. The O'Connell Road area's residents respectfully demand the county address the safety and security issues of your constituents served by OCR, O'Connell Road, change and abandon the 2016 Montgomery County traffic plan that would widen O'Connell Road and address rural problem on I-45. I do have a copy of this that I read to the court, so please have an effective
We did talk.
Next individual signed up to speak is Eric Breland. Mr. Breland with us.
Oh, thank you.
Anybody else that would like to speak on Old Connor Road? We have one other individual signed up to speak, Charles Stella and Rachel Stella.
Good morning,
good morning.
My name is Charles Stella, my wife Rachel. We live in a post Oak Forest subdivision, which is about 5 miles north of Tomball, which is increasing in trees on Martin Stone Road. My problem is the violation of my constitutional rights to 14th Amendment of legal protection under the law. It involves an ordinance I believe the people made the law, a sound ordinance. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Department has elected 85 dB as the maximum. I think that's a great agreement. The problem is the owner of the property next to me, he's got 104 acres there. They're surrounded by three subdivisions. He built a shooting range 200 feet from my home. Not in the middle, but 200 feet, about a year ago. He elected to start shooting. He shoots as much as 4 to 6 hours at a time. He has large capacity magazine, I believe they hold 18. He'll fire completely through one as fast as he can, unload it, and put another. I don't know how his hand is standing up to it, but my ear is in. The background is, I've contacted the sheriff's department on numerous occasions, and I get stories like, well, he owns over 10 acres, so he can have a shooting range. But I don't believe your ordinance addresses the fact he's exempt from making all this noise. Noise is noise, it's sound. I did some research on the well. 9mm 40 or 45 caliber guns put out 175 decibels after gun. Now 200 feet away, they don't diminish very much. Right now, I'm building my wife an art studio. I'm working 12 feet up in the air. And I have a little problem with sudden noises. When I was a pilot in the Navy, I flew search and rescue missions in North Vietnam. We carried 50 caliber and 7.60 millimeter caliber. They're machine guns. I know what machine guns sound like. Yesterday, he now has acquired a machine gun. First, if you're shooting a short burst, the English Street and Flow Park. You think that's not noise, you just can't, I don't think it's noise. What I'm asking this court to do is to contact Montgomery County Sheriff's Department and protect me, equal protection of the law. That's all I'm asking. If they're gonna shut me down for making too much music at school, they should shut him down for doing the same thing.
And I'm a piano instructor. I have a hard time keeping children there to have lessons. They hear gunfire. They don't want that. They leave. There goes my business.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So if you'll get with Sheriff Gage after court, and he'll be glad to visit with you. All right. Are there any other comments that anyone would like to make?
I'm just saying, if you could get with Sheriff Gage, he said he'd be glad to visit with you after court. Y'all get together after court.
Second.
One last place. I just want to give an update on the animal shelter. We acquired Dr.'s wife from Harris County. Unfortunately, through some unforeseen circumstances, he's elected to go back to Harris County, so we've lost Dr. White as our animal shelter director. During the interview process, we had talked to several candidates, and there was a second candidate that had risen to the top, and his name is Dr. Todd Hayden, and he will be the new director of the animal shelter, effective next Monday. We're looking forward to having a good, strong leader, and I think we can head the animal shelter in the right direction. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mitch.
Any other comments, Mr. Chief? Your motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.